You're listening to Voice Your Brand, the podcast dedicated to helping you launch and grow your brand online by injecting it with a whole load of personality and creating content that turns followers into loyal fans, all through the power of a unique brand voice. If you're struggling to stand out online, getting stuck writing your product descriptions, or feeling pulled in a million directions when it comes to marketing your e-commerce brand, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Nell Casey, the founder of Fate Creative, an e-commerce copywriting agency that writes things to brands that sell online. Before we dive in, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. All right, let's go. Hello and welcome to episode zero of the Voice Your Brand podcast. This is a little taster episode for you to learn more about who I am and what you can expect with this here podcast. As you heard up there in your intro, I'm your host, Nell Casey. I'm a copywriter and the founder of e-commerce agency, Fate Creative. So before we dive in, go on and hit that subscribe button so you can get the first episode in your ears as soon as we launch very, very soon. Okay, so obviously starting a podcast in a pandemic seems like a total cliche, but I had this on my goals for the year way back in January. And the reason is because, well, first of all, I just love talking about this stuff. I love talking about branding and marketing, and I love talking to business owners about their awesome products and how they get them out there into the world. And I just basically love helping brands sell better. So of course, working from home has also deprived me of a lot of human interaction. So this podcast here is kind of like the next best thing. I guess I get to talk to cool people and talk to you, and hopefully you will also be able to engage back with me on Instagram and socials. So let's start out by talking about who this podcast is for. So obviously this is for product-based online business owners. So you sell a product online through an e-commerce store, or maybe you also have a brick and mortar store as well. So you're either in the startup stage, which means you're gathering information, trying to figure out how to launch this brand, how to get your product into the world, how to talk about it, how to, you know, market it, how to write product descriptions. And you just want to get some expert advice on positioning, your copy, your marketing, and how to do it all. Or you might have been in business for a couple of years now, doing pretty well, selling your product, great feedback from your customers, but you really want to establish a stronger brand foundation and grow your business into the next phase. So whether you're the first or the second type of person, or someone else in between who just wants to learn more about branding and tone of voice and copywriting, then this podcast is for you. Okay, so here's what you can expect with the podcast. So obviously we're going to be talking about brand voice, so creating it and using it consistently throughout your website and your other marketing channels. We're also going to talk about copywriting, what it is, how to use it, and also, yeah, how you can hire someone to do it for you if you just don't want to have to do that. We're also going to talk about marketing and how to apply your brand voice across all of your marketing so it's really consistent at every single touch point. And I'm going to be breaking down some tone of voice and copy in the wild. So basically having a look at some cool brands out there who are doing awesome things with a unique tone of voice and talking about what they're doing and how they're doing it and, yeah, how you could do something really similar. I've already got some really amazing guests lined up, including other e-commerce experts with great insight into marketing, social media, Facebook ads, Google ads, PR, and a whole lot more. And I'm also going to be talking to some amazing brand owners about how they built their brand and what it's meant to them to have a really distinct and unique brand voice. All right, so let's talk about who I am, because I'm sure you're wondering why the heck you should be listening to me. I am a copywriter now and the founder of Fate Creative, as I said before, but I took a very non-traditional route into copywriting. I went to uni in Canberra and did a Bachelor of International Relations, and then later on a Master's in Security Studies. So I really had a focus on the international world and politics and how that all fits together. I became an intelligence analyst at a federal government agency, naturally, in Canberra. And I was really loving my job and I loved my work. I loved that I got to do a lot of research and then combine that research into analysis and send that out to other agencies to help them make, you know, really big decisions at the federal government level. But I had lived in Canberra almost my entire life and I decided that it was a little bit too small for my big dreams. So I packed up a truck and moved to Melbourne. I tried working for the state government there and also financial services before deciding that it was way more fun to write for creatives than it was to write for corporates. Sorry, not sorry. So over the years, I've built my copywriting agency and as I worked with more clients and did more work, I realized that I've really loved working with product-based business owners to help them give their brand a personality. I really think this is an area that is definitely growing among copywriters, but particularly when I first started out, not a lot of people were talking about how small businesses could use brand voice and copywriting to help them stand out online. And frankly, I just love working with this kind of client. So of course I was going to niche down into this area. So now I run an e-commerce copywriting agency called Fate Creative, which really is just a fancy way of saying that we write things for brands that sell online. But at its core, we help develop brand personality and tone of voice. We write web copy and product descriptions. We do keyword research and some little bit of SEO. And I've also written product packaging, which is always really fun to see your words like out in the world and on something that you can actually hold with your own two hands. So really, I just love it when I see the brands that I create, you know, kicking ass, building a really engaged following and getting to create a brand that stands out. So let's talk about why this matters. Of course, we know Australia's retail marketplace and in fact, the global marketplace is changing really rapidly. The ease of setting up an online store now has encouraged so many people to develop a product idea and then thrust that creativity out into the world and start their own business, which are amazing. But as we've seen, and even more so with COVID, more and more people now are turning online to buy what they need. And we're only going to see that grow. I think the coronavirus and the lockdowns that we have gone through recently, particularly where I am in Victoria, has meant that more people have gone online, you know, maybe even for the first time to buy products and they've seen that actually this is a really convenient way to shop and they're looking for something more out of that engagement. So we've also seen, you know, people want to feel a sense of connection to the businesses that they buy from. They want to know that those businesses share their values in some way. And we can see this in campaigns like the Buy Local and even through massive growth of brands on social media platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook and the like. So it also means that it's just not enough to turn on your website and wait for the sales to roll in. You've got to do something that's going to help you stand out online. And that's where having a strong brand personality and distinct tone of voice comes into play, because that helps you to build that connection and have an engaged following and also to share your values and connect with customers that have similar values to you. And that's going to help you grow because they'll be able to take that story and tell it for you and basically build that brand. So really, that's what I want to talk about through this podcast and the bigger picture of how you can use your brand voice to help grow your business, but also to, you know, inspire that connection with your customers. So that's it for the intro. I really do hope that you'll stick around for the launch of the first episode, which will be happening in the next few days. So don't forget to subscribe because you will get notified as soon as it launches. And I'd love if you did me a massive favor and like screenshot this episode or take a photo and tag me on Instagram at Fate Creative, just to let me know that, you know, you're listening and you're on board and you're keen for the first episode, because that will really inspire me to keep going. So thank you so much for having me in your ears. I can't wait to drop the first official episode with you really soon. And in the meantime, I really hope that you have a wonderful day. Bye.